I think it's the most logical. Listen, everybody is always saying everybody flies into Dublin. They base themselves in Dublin. So I think the volume of people is in Dublin. I think the tourism potential of Dublin between GAA matches over the summer, between concerts, that they should be at a higher rate. They should be at 13.5%. And the rest of the country, because we're struggling as regards bed nights, should be at 9%. This should be something that has to be looked at in the budget, because everybody knows our footfalls are down in our small towns and villages because we have no accommodation, and increased costs that happened in the last couple of budgets, energy costs, employees, and just the cost of doing business. So I think going forward, unless the government wants to see carnage on our streets, that with businesses closing, that going forward, they're going to have to look at Dublin as a separate entity. It may not be popular with TDs, it may not be popular with ministers, but Dublin is in a different bracket than the rest of the country, and they should be at a higher tax rate, and the rest of the country should be at 9%.
Do you think, Councillor, that that's a really feasible option? I mean, would that not kickstart a divide across the rest of the country as well, in other areas of the country that might be doing slightly better than, say, pockets of the Northwest that are struggling?
Well, listen, everybody knows the Northwest is struggling, and everybody knows there's a huge divide. All you have to do is travel between the East Coast and the West Coast. So this is a fair way of talking about getting something done. It may not be popular, as I said, with ministers, but I mean, they've got to do something here, because if they don't here, listen, the stock market here lost $2 trillion there on Monday, so it's not that we're making this stuff up. You have Intel laying people off, you have factories laying people off. So there is, the cost of living factor has made a huge difference in what people decide with their disposable income. And the main thing they do is they pay their mortgages, they pay their bills. We're seeing in the hospitality sector where definitely our footfall and our numbers are way down compared to coming out of COVID.